As an industry, the state of checkout is embarrassing.
I don't have to buy into a monolith that's built by one company with one ethos and one approach.
Entrepreneurship is the greatest vehicle for equality and independence and whatever your unique definition of success might be.
I think you win in e-commerce with people.
You can actually have a different checkout experience for different customer groups.
Welcome to Own Your Commerce. This is a show focused on what it takes to scale the best e-commerce brands in the world. I'm your host, Jay Myers, and the show is brought to you by Bold Commerce.
Amy.
Jay.
Tell me about Voucherify. What is it?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. I'm very excited to be chatting with you today. And yeah, I'll get into it with Voucherify. So simply put, Voucherify is a loyalty and promotions engine. So what that means is that we help our customers build out loyalty programs, referral programs, digital gift cards, coupon codes, and automatically applied promotions. So those would be promotions that will apply automatically in your cart for an eligible order. So that would be for things like bundling, BOGO, etc.
Yes, I like to jump right into it, but yes, welcome here. Why does a store need it? Is it probably people listening right now are thinking, well, you know, a lot of platforms might have that built in or there's different tools for it. Why is there a need for a tool like this?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question because you're very right. You know, in this day and age, many e-commerce platforms out of the box will have promotions built in, right? So you can have your simple dollar amount off, percentage off, discounts. I always like to say that Voucherify is not necessarily replacing these, but we're extending the capabilities, right? So kind of in this day and age, you know, promotions are table stakes. They're expected. And it's more and more important that we get really nitty gritty into what our customers are after, right? We need to get more flexible with our discounting effects. You know, Voucherify provides things like dynamic discounts, for example, where you can provide a different discount amount based on context of the order or who the customer segment is. So that is where Voucherify can really work with and extend on kind of your run-of-the-mill commerce platforms and promotional engines to really provide top-tier customer experiences, because those promotions are, you know, what are expected now in this day and age to retain loyalty of customers.
So can you give me some kind of examples of what types of promotions you can run?
Yeah, absolutely. So we also do your run-of-the-mill promotions, right? So your percentage off, you know, amount off. We can do full order discounts, or we can do product-specific discounts. As I've mentioned, the dynamic discounts are something that's a little bit more unique to Voucherify, where you can get really granular in kind of the formulas that you're building out to give different types of discounts based on aspects of the customer and the order. We can get very granular with bundled promotions and stacking rules as well. So if you want to put limitations on what promotions can and can't be combined together, that's something that Voucherify can do. And we're really focused as well on kind of incentivizing return promotions. So that's something that we can support as well, right? Making sure that, for example, in our referral programs, you know, a standard referral program, you'll give your friend a referral code, they'll enter it at checkout, and that might be the only order that they make with you. You know, with Voucherify, we can have the type of promotion where we say that referral is only going to be successful after you've made three purchases with us. And maybe those three purchases have to be a minimum spend of $50, as an example. Something else that we're finding that a lot of customers are coming to Voucherify for is our unique code promotions. So a lot of default, you know, promotion engines or commerce platforms that have promotional capabilities, you know, they can generate your general kind of standalone or shared coupon codes, right? That'll be like a Black Friday 24. Those are the kind of coupon codes that sites like Honey will pick up as well that you can enter at checkout. So what Voucherify is able to do is actually create unique coupon codes for each individual customer. And we have validation rules that will ensure that only that customer can use that code. So even if it were to get leaked, a site like Honey were able to find it, no one but that customer can use that code. And we do have a unique capability in Voucherify called our distributions as well. that will fully automate the process of getting an indication, for example, from your CDP that a customer has taken a specific action, like signing up for a newsletter as an example, and it will start an automated flow where it will generate and publish one of those unique codes from VouchShareify and then send it out to the customer, you know, through integrations we have with marketing platforms, messaging platforms like Braze, like MailChimp, etc. So you start to see kind of the full end-to-end flow of those more advanced capabilities that VouchShareify can provide that, you know, your standard engine may not.
And I saw just even on the homepage of your site, there's kind of a video example of creating some logic and sequences if a customer, even by payment type. So if they're using a certain payment type, you can offer discounts, or maybe it's not just coupon code based. It can also be action based on some. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, absolutely. So that's another kind of unique aspect of VouchShareify where we can get very, very granular in our targeting of rules. I mentioned earlier, based on a segment of customer that we might get, you know, from your personalization tool or your CDP or CRM, based on aspects of the product. So we can target not just to specific SKUs, but to whole product collections. And the example you're giving of payment method, that can be an example of order metadata that our customers send over to VouchShareify. An example of that could be a store location as well, where we can say if this is happening at this specific store or in this specific region, if we're paying with MasterCard as an example, then we can give a differing discount based on that effect as well. So, you know, we can really have unlimited flexibility in how we can target different types of promotions based on that data that we're getting in. Again, I'll probably use that term metadata quite a few times because that is really a core of VouchShareify's rules builder, as you mentioned as well, which is where we're setting up the rules of who can use what promotion. And if you have that data existing in any of your external systems, you can send that over to VouchShareify and we can target based off of that. And that's where kind of the API first and the mock nature comes in, because we can integrate very, very easily, you know, with your PIM, with your OMS, with your CDP, your CRM, your ERP, all of that, to leverage all of that great data that many of our customers already have to be able to use in our promotions. So we're not really putting forth one size fits all promotions by any means.
Mm-hmm. What, in your opinion, makes a good promotion? Like, you hear sometimes people say, or there's, you know, there's stores that there's unhealthy discounts. They discount too often, too frequently, and then customers never buy when it's regular price, or you damage the brand or the perceived value of your products. What, in your opinion, is a good promotion?
Yeah, going back to kind of the topic that I raised a little bit earlier about VouchShareify incentivizing kind of return purchases, I think those are really great promotions because, you know, we're getting away from the, hey, I'm only coming here because I have a 50% off coupon and I'm never going to purchase with this store again, right? It's incentivizing those return purchases, building that loyalty, right? I think also kind of non-monetary incentives, right? Where we're giving incentives like loyalty points that can be used on future purchases, or even gift cards, right? Where you're not kind of in the hole initially from that purchase. I think those are really great and healthy promotions for businesses. So I think that's a trend we've been seeing a lot, is definitely more of the focus away from one-off, way too high value, you know, purchases or promotions, excuse me, over to kind of the long-standing loyalty. And that's the sort of thing that we can evaluate in VouchShareify, where we have stats, for example, from our referral programs. So if we have friends that have been referred through the program, from that referral, VouchShareify will then track the future behavior of those referred friends. So that's really, you know, interesting data points, because we can see if, you know, these are folks who are getting that one referral code and they're never coming back again, or we can see the lifetime value of, great, through this referral program, this customer has made this many return purchases. So anything you can do to incentivize that return and have long-standing promotions or loyalty promotions across multiple instances of purchases, I think, are very valuable.
Yeah, because it's really I always think that acquiring customers through your existing customers is one of the healthiest ways of customer acquisition.
Absolutely.
You own the customer versus, you know, you can pay Facebook and Instagram and Google all day long. The price just keeps going up. But when you can turn your customers into advocates of your product, the challenge always is having good tools to do it and to track it. And so, I mean, that's one of the things that excites me about VouchShareify, is that it enables you to turn, like, you have this gold mine of a marketing channel in your existing customers, but almost no one enables it the way it should be enabled. Does Voucherify kind of see that as a big value add that they can unlock for brands?
In terms of the referral programs?
Just, yeah, unlocking your, you know, you've got this base of like a brand might have tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of customers, but finding ways like that, like you just mentioned, being able to track ROI on multiple purchases down the road, like it'd be great to have referral programs, but the challenge is often, is it worth it? Are we making money on them? Because you want to give some type of a steep discount on the first offer.
Yep.
But you might not make it until the second or third. And it sounds to me like you solve for this.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, with kind of those tiered promotions, right, where we can set an upfront discount for the first purchase. Yeah, maybe it'll peter down a little bit after that, but we'll still be incentivizing future purchases. Or again, that example of, you know, after your third purchase, that is when the referral will be counted as successful for that referred friend and for the refer as well. You know, using things, as I mentioned as well, like loyalty points as reward benefits. So that can be a great one if we're doing a two-sided program where both the refer and the referred friend are getting these rewards, even if we don't want to give, you know, a straight discount up front, but we're going to give the friend who was referred loyalty points. So that's also getting them into our loyalty program right away. Again, kind of incentivizing those return purchases. And, you know, maybe from that first entrance of the loyalty program, we will automate sending out, okay, here's your 50% off welcome coupon, you know, and this multiplier on your points for being referred. And they'll see right away kind of the benefits that they can reap from that. Again, without it always necessarily being a heavily discounted monetary event, you know, there is other types of promotions that we can share as well. And Voucherify also will integrate externally, third party, right? So, you know, we have done integrations with the Amazon incentives API. You know, if a company has a deal with Amazon and they want to give Amazon gift cards as a reward rather than discounting further on their own website, we have those options as well.
Interesting. What are some real life examples that are of brands using it that you personally love and you think are great examples, and any results that you might be able to share?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So one that comes to mind is EasyJet. So if you're not familiar, EasyJet is a British airline and they came to Voucherify during COVID, right? So the COVID pandemic hit. Obviously, as we know, flights are canceled, you know, no one can move and they're having to deal with cancellation upon cancellation and having to reimburse thousands of customers. So they needed a solution that would be able to support the scale of these thousands of cancellations needing to be addressed at once. But they also wanted a solution where they're not going to be out of pocket issuing hundreds of thousands of dollars of refunds, right? So what they ended up doing was working with Voucherify to automate gift card returns. So they're not initially out of money at that stage, and the customer is incentivized with a future purchase.
Could they even offer, my brain goes spinning on when I hear this, if I owe someone a $100 refund, I'd almost rather give them a $110 credit than cash. Have you, like, could that even be an option where, like, you give, you know, hey, instead of getting your $100 refund, would you like a $100 gift card? Because to a brand that might even be more valuable because you're not losing $100. Yes, you're giving away the 10, but you're getting that future purchase. Like, could that even have been an option?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it keeps them above line, right? So, you know, EasyJet or any other brands in this situation aren't out of pocket having to issue these refunds. And frankly, as we know, a lot of gift cards end up being unused down the road. I've had this actually almost exact situation with an airline.
I have a pile of them behind me.
Yeah, exactly. And I had a very similar situation actually with an airline where I had a credit due to a canceled flight. You know, I went to attempt to go ahead and use it, and I was about 5 days past the expiry. And so what can you do? Unfortunate experience for me, but hey, you know, for the brand, that's money in their pocket. And for the customers who are on top of these things and are using the gift cards, I mean, hey, that's a fairly solid goodwill gesture to say, okay, you know, I'm not getting my full refund, but I'm getting more to spend in the future. And, you know, that sounds like an okay bet. And Voucherify one of the main reasons they came to us specifically was the speed of integration, right? Because they needed to move fast here. They needed to get this live and running ASAP. So it was about 12 weeks from the time that they, you know, reached out to us initially to the time that their first automated refund was handled by Voucherify. So that speed of integration, as well as the scalability and the stability of our platform, were a 99.99% uptime, which was very crucial to them as well, were reasons that they decided to come to Voucherify for that service.
And that might have, I mean, I can't even imagine how many hundreds of thousands that saved them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why is it important to get your promotions right as a retailer? Like, if I'm thinking about brands, I hear this a lot. They'll say, well, we're not a discount brand. We don't do promotions. We don't do sales. I feel like there's a space where even if you don't, sure, you don't do 25% off store-wide sale, you don't do that type of promotion. But I feel like there's always a need for well-run promotions within a store. Why is it important that retailers get this right? If like maybe someone listening right now is saying like, we're not a discounting brand, we don't do promotions. Yeah. Like if they lump it in that category, what do you say to them to like, they have to get this right?
Sure. And I like to think of it a little bit more broadly as well, right? So promotions aren't just always deep, heavy discounting. I see promotions as well as incentivization and rewarding of customer loyalty, right? I mean, you do raise a good point, you know, and that's what I would advise all kind of e-commerce and in-store businesses, right? Is that promotions aren't one size fits all. And the type of promotion that works for company A is not going to be appropriate for company B. You know, for example, the luxury brands and things like you're mentioning that say, you know, we don't do discounts. Absolutely. You know, I totally get that. But then look at what you can offer your customers alternatively in terms of loyalty benefits and rewards. And even the loyalty programs may not result in, you know, a deeply discounted, you know, pay with points reward either, but it can be unlocked for things like events. I know, I think Lululemon has a pretty solid loyalty program in that sense as well, where kind of the program unlocks your participation in events, your ability to get early access to products, not necessarily a sale on products, but your first in line to be able to purchase them. So there can be promotions like that, that I think are very, you know, valuable for incentivizing customers, right? In this day and age, we have so many options that you do want to be rewarded for your loyalty, especially if you're spending a lot of money with the brand. So whether or not that's in the case of free items or very heavily discounts, it's important to know and reward your audience. Absolutely.
I think a lot about paid loyalty as well, even for like luxury retailer brands. We are a paid member of Restoration Hardware. We pay our fee every year. We get our discount on furniture and access to design services and I don't know, a number of other things. I think one of the ways where you can maintain your integrity as a brand, but still reward your loyal customers is through paid loyalty. Do you get a lot of brands using Voucherify in that way?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Voucherify can and is used in that way for our loyalty programs. And that's what the really great, you know, thing about the flexibility of our programs is that you can build up Voucherify really in any which way. And the flexibility of the engine is, you know, really what makes it a great fit for all types of brands, no matter what type of rewards you're offering. As I mentioned, you know, Voucherify can support external rewards as well. So even when we talk about these types of value add kind of service and event and early access rewards that customers can get with their points that aren't just saying, hey, take 50% off your next order.
Yeah. What's a really bad way to run promotions? Like, what's the wrong way?
Well, yes, I think it would be a lot of kind of the inverse of what I've been sharing previously about building loyalty, right? So you don't want to give, like we've been saying, those deeply discounted one-time 75% off your order offers where people are going to come in, they're going to take that order, you know, make that order, and they're never going to shop with you again. I think another example actually is also overly complex promotions. You know, something that we do say is a benefit of Voucherify is that we can get complex in how we target promotions in terms of, you know, pulling very specific customer segments and basing this off of prior purchasing affinity and really doing that kind of micro targeting, different discount effects for different discount groups. But that shouldn't be visible to the customer. I think when you have a laundry list of rules your customers need to abide by for your promotions, that can result in a bit of a poor experience. In Voucherify, we have real-time reports of how our promotions are doing and how our codes are being used. And that includes our attempts at validation. So someone actually entering the code at checkout, applying it, seeing if it's their order is eligible or not, and then that ratio of validation attempts to successful redemptions. So something I'll take a look at when we are auditing our customers is if we're seeing a very high ratio of failed validations, that's something to look at, right? Because you're having a lot of customers attempt incorrectly to use these coupons. And expiry dates are actually an example of that quite a bit. And this is, you know, I kind of see two sides of it because there is something to be said about kind of incentivizing quick action. So we can put dynamic expiry dates if we have the automatically triggered unique codes, as an example, to say within 7 days of this being published to this customer because they signed up for the newsletter, they have to use the code or lose it. And I think that can be really great in a lot of senses. But if we're seeing that you're having a ton of customers attempting to use expired codes, I mean, that's overall a bit of a negative experience, right? I think about me and my airline story a little bit earlier, right? And I'm thinking, if I'm going to use a code on a website, I find out it's not working, I might rethink the purchase as an example.
Interesting. Can you go the other way? Can you mark things up for specific customers or is it only discounting?
You could mark things up for customers as well. Actually, that's kind of an interesting topic. And we have a discount effect called our fixed price discounts. And I use the term discount here, but in this case, it actually could be a markup. So this is actually a discount effect that is a little bit more unique to Voucherify as well, where we are setting a new price on a specific item or a whole cart or a category of products. And this is something that is used if we want to give different promotional pricing to loyalty members, for example, or specific tiers of users. But absolutely, it could actually be used as a markup as well for whatever reason. If we have a specific segment of customers we're wanting to target that we think will pay for this product in this price range, you can set a new price for that item or that collection of items for that segment of customers. Absolutely.
Because I mean, I'm pretty sure airlines do that. Whenever I look at a flight and then I come back,
oh yeah,
the next day,
absolutely,
it's always more expensive.
It's three times the amount. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I always look at it in a different browser, not at my house, so I don't spoil my rate. How long has Voucherify been around?
So we've been on the market since 2013. So over the last decade now.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's been 10 years. It takes, they always say 10 years to so you still feel like a startup. Like we're 12 years in at Bold and like it still feels like every overnight success takes 10 years. That's the saying I was
looking
for.
Absolutely.
But I would still say like, I feel like Voucherify, similar to Bold, like every time I talk to anyone there, it feels like there's a lot on the horizon and a lot of exciting things happening. What's down the road for Voucherify? What's the company excited about that you can share?
Absolutely. Well, I'm very excited about our growth specifically in North America. So Voucherify was started in Poland. A lot of the team is currently in Europe. And on the horizon from last year and this year, we've been seeing a huge growth in the North American region. So that's something that we're really focusing on this year. I'm going to be a big part of that as part of our North American team as well. So you'll see Voucherify at a lot of the big conferences coming up. We're going to be at Shop Talk. We're going to be at Elevate. We're going to be at Mach 3 in New York. So can stay tuned for all of that. In terms of the product, what we're really focusing on for 2024 is the user experience. So, you know, we feel very confident in our APIs. Developers love working with us, and we want to just continue to make lives easier for the marketers. So that's one of the real benefits of, you know, Voucherify's tool as well. It is quite user-friendly. You know, you don't need to have a coding background to be able to build out these types of targeted promotions, but still are always listening to feedback, looking for where we can improve. And there's a lot that we have on the roadmap just of improving the usability within the product. That's actually something, you know, we talk about considering ourselves still, you know, 10 years, but a newer company, growing company. I think a big benefit of that is we can work very, very closely with our customers and do. So I can say firsthand, we've all worked with companies in the past where, you know, you get customer suggestions, it kind of goes into the backlog, but that's just sort of a never ending, you know, log that no one's going to touch. I can see firsthand at Voucherify that we do take our customer suggestions to heart and we implement them and act on them quickly. So the product is eternally ever changing. You know, even folks who I talk to who say, oh yeah, I had a demo of Voucherify a few months ago. Well, the UI is completely improved and revamped since then. So that is very exciting for us as well, that we are continually listening and improving our product and craft.
I just want to say thank you to all the support everyone has given this show. The feedback and reviews have been amazing. I'm truly humbled and honored that we have a perfect 5.0 five-star rating in iTunes. If you're one of the people that have left a review, sincerely, thank you. We read every single one. If you haven't left one yet and you're enjoying the show, would you consider leaving one right now? If you do, thank you so much. Okay, on with the show.
And let's talk a little bit about Mock. This isn't even something we didn't even mention. Like when you go right to the homepage of Voucherify, it's what's the tagline? API first promotions. So you're very different. Voucherify lives in the composable headless space, which I think is super interesting. We haven't got into it. I want to dive into that a little bit because we're also a Mock Alliance member. So is Voucherify. Yes. And we work in that space. And so I wanted to ask some of the importance of that for Voucherify. I think a lot of our listeners are familiar with Mock, but I always like to just to make, you know, whenever you use an acronym to define it. And I like to hear sometimes our guests define it. So quick definition of Mock, and then why is that important that Voucherify is a part of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So for those who don't know the Mock acronym, that's microservices, API first, cloud-based, and headless. So in terms of the tech jargon side of that, what that means is that we can integrate anywhere and everywhere into any sort of commerce platform. So that's what makes Voucherify a really great tool for almost anyone, right? We get a lot of questions of, you know, we promote ourselves a lot as being members of the Mock Alliance, which we're super proud of. And we have a lot of out-of-the-box integrations with other tools in the Mock space. You know, we do integrations with Bold, Commerce Tools, Contentful, all that good stuff. But we've had questions before of, do we need to be on a Mac platform in order to be able to integrate with Voucherify? You know, we've got a lot of customers that are happy on tools like SAP and other kind of monolith systems that we can still integrate with Voucherify based on our flexible and open APIs, custom, you know, checkout and commerce platforms as well. So that really allows us, again, to be flexible with who and where we can integrate. And then in terms of the microservices, so, you know, that's, Mac is kind of based on the belief of best of breed tools and services. So rather than having a one size fits all platform that does your promotions, does your checkout, does your marketing messaging, does your content management, you're able to really integrate and plug and play with different specialist tools in the space. So you have a separate tool that's managing your content. You have dedicated checkout like Bold. You have a commerce platform that manages your cart like Commerce Tools and does some baseline promotions. And then you'll have a tool like Voucherify that can extend upon that to get more granular in those discounts. So, you know, I really believe in the Mock space that we can give our customers the best of everything and extend on each other's capabilities. And, you know, Voucherify is part of that as well. And that's something since I've been working here that I've found really, really interesting how beneficial our tech partnerships are in the space. So I've talked a lot about, you know, we can get really granular with our targeting of segments of customers based on past purchases and browsing behavior and things like that. Voucherify isn't necessarily the tool that's capturing that data, but we're integrating with personalization sources and your CDPs and other tools that really are experts in that space that we can then feed that data into Voucherify to build our promotions based off of. So it's really a whole group effort that makes this an excellent experience for our customers and their customers to build and use promotions with.
Yeah, I personally think that the promotion space specifically really benefits from Mock principles. Like I always say, most brands know you as multiple different people. Like if you shop with a brand online, they have a perception of you. They know you as a certain person, your rewards, your pricing. You go and you shop in store with them, they don't know who you are. They don't, your promotions don't carry over. Your loyalty programs sometimes maybe carry over. If you have any special pricing, it probably doesn't carry over. In fact, there's a lot of stores I just buy online with because if I go to the retail location, they have no concept of what my online purchasing behavior is. Where in a composable world where you're not attached to a specific platform, I think that a promotions engine like Voucherify, it really is in its best place to thrive. And maybe you see as some of the advantages of being a promotions engine tool in a Mock environment.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. That's a great call out. And I would totally agree. I mean, the omni-channel drive, Mach by nature, is very supportive of that because our customer information is almost right technology and platform agnostic, right? Rather, whether you're purchasing in-store at the point of sale or online, we have that shared centralized view of the customer that can follow you throughout. And that centralized view of the customer lives in Voucherify as well. Loyalty programs are a great example where we're seeing a lot of our customers have that kind of omni-channel journey and experience where we're rewarding, we're registering our customers, whether they're in store or whether they're online. So all of our codes come as QR codes and as barcodes as well, right? So you can have your automatic profile in your digital wallet that's going to save to indicate who you are when you're online shopping. But you can also have that card on your phone, for example, that you can scale, you can scan even at an automated checkout, depending on the type of store that you're working with. And we'll be able to link that full profile view of you without having that kind of disconnected and disjointed experience wherever you're purchasing, be it online, in store or through a mobile application. And we integrate with all of those touch points at Voucherify. Yeah. Again, a benefit of our API first nature is that really we can plug and play almost anywhere.
Yeah, that's amazing. Mm. Speaking of plugging and playing, one of the things I wanted to talk about this, we're recording this my last working day before Shop Talk. flying out to Shop Talk this weekend. This will probably be live right after Shop Talk. We put on what's called a Mockathon event, which Voucherify was a part of. And it's a Mockathon, think hackathon, where you have to build something in a period of time, use limited resources, try to kind of do it in a MVP kind of way, like a proof of concept. And Voucherify was a part of it, built a amazing integration into Bold Checkout. Can you talk a little bit about that? I actually just watched the video of what was built. I think it was awesome. It was built by three people in a span of 2 weeks, 15 days or something like that.
Exactly.
Why was it important for Voucherify, first of all, to be a part of that, this whole notion of a Mockathon? And then let's talk about what was built.
Yeah, absolutely. So the team had a lot of fun being part of that Mockathon. It's really important for us, you know, that we put our money where our mouth is and we really understand the, you know, the value of the partnered technologies that we integrate with. I think that the Mockathon and what we put together, so it was ultimately a presentation of kind of one-click gift card purchase at checkout. So again, going back to the theme of gift cards being a really great value-add promotion that kind of won't put the retailer in the hole because it's something that's being purchased that may or may not be used later on. Great way to actually generate stable revenue there. And we did that based on Bold Checkout. So we used Bold for the one-click checkout. The digital gift cards were powered and generated and tracked through Voucherify. We used the Orium composable UI to actually build out the front-end experience. And then we integrated with Bloomreach as the tool that will actually send the codes, the gift cards out to the recipient. So that's kind of a really great live example of, you know, what I've been sharing about kind of the value of Mach and all of these tools coming together to create a really great and seamless customer experience. Here at Voucherify, we really love all of the tools that we get to integrate with there. Frankly, it's a lot of fun to build out these types of things and see the value brought to life. You know, I was chatting with the developers who were kind of in charge of this proof of concept, and they really liked the idea that it was straightforward, simple value add. You know, they're not over engineering. They were able to do this, as we mentioned, just kind of in a couple of weeks. And I think that was really cool to see. You know, a lot of companies will theoretically say how quick integrations can be done. And, you know, this could be a few days. It ends up being months and months and months. It's really cool to kind of prove that out firsthand, how quick we can make these integrations. And, you know, it benefits us down the road as well, because when we're doing, you know, proof of concepts, RFPs for customers that we work with now, we are using a lot of these tools like kind of the Orium, you know, composable UI, Bold Checkout, things like that, that we want to do a lot more of as well in kind of our demos where we can promote partnered technology to really show our customers kind of the possibility of what they can do on a Mach platform.
Yeah, it was neat. It was awesome. And, you know, it was built from scratch with zero, and to have a fully running gift card program and very slick too.
Yeah.
We'll probably be able to add a link in the show notes. It should be out by the time this episode is live. So if you're listening right now, check the show notes. We'll include a link to see what we're talking about right now, and you can see for yourself. I want to get into, before we run out of time here, I've started asking all our guests five questions at the end of each episode, and I'm turn them into a blog post at the end, a little bit of insights. We call them our lightning round. I sent them over earlier. I don't know if you had a chance to look or not, but either way, I'm going to ask them. So
perfect. I'm ready.
And then before we go after that, we'll get some information on where people can learn more about Voucherify. But I want to ask you my five quick questions now that then will later be compiled into our post. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. First question. What's one thing you think every e-commerce brand can do better today?
I think generally speaking, product discoverability. I know that I'm faced with this browsing around on Amazon, gosh, even on Uber Eats. It's the paralysis of choice, right? And that's something that, you know, I think it's really tough as a shopper. And you know, there's ways that, you know, we're improving our search and, you know, using AI to make recommendations based on prior browsing. But even then, sometimes it can be hard when you don't really know what you're after and you're looking for a little bit more of that inspiration. And I think there's tools on the market that are getting there. But I think across the board, that's still a pretty big problem that a lot of brands could serve to fix. I've definitely, you know, crossed myself out of sites because there's just a lot going on and I don't know where to start. So I think, and you know, as technology advances, things like AI, of course, I think there will be greater opportunity to really hone in on that. But I think that's always going to be a bit of a moving target when there's so much to sift through and look through to surface kind of the right item to the right person at the right time.
Yeah, I agree. And it's only getting, there's no shortage of products. It's finding them. There's a hundreds of billions of market cap in curation and product discovery, like being that middle person, right? So
yeah,
I agree.
Absolutely.
What's an e-commerce trend that you're currently excited about?
So this is going to be a bit of a less sexy and exciting answer, but frankly, something I've been really excited about as a consumer that I feel like has gotten so much better over the last few years is just ease of returns. That is something that, admittedly, this feels a little bit blasphemous since I work in e-commerce, but I was a little bit of a late adopter, frankly, to doing a lot of online shopping because, you know, a few reasons. One, immediacy. I want what I want when I want it right now. And you want to be able to kind of get a look and feel for clothing and things like that in particular. And even as recent as just a few years ago, returns used to be such a hassle. You know, I remember trying to return to Amazon, needing to physically print out the return slip. No one has a printer at home anymore. You know, you're wandering around. Now Amazon, you can just drop off your package at Whole Foods and you don't even need to have it in a box. Or I've been really into clothing rentals. So I use Fashion Pass a lot. It's very similar to Rent the Runway. That is also a very streamlined return experience, right? They send you your package. You have kind of your return bag, the slip, you know, the sticky tie to wrap it all together, drop it in a FedEx drop box. All of it is so seamless and easy. And I think it's only going to go up from there. And I think that really incentivizes more and more in terms of online e-commerce purchases when we know that that's not going to be a painful experience as I feel it used to be.
Just out of curiosity, how often do you use, what's it called? Not Rent the Runway.
Fashion Pass. Yeah,
Fashion I'm not Pass, sponsored, yeah.
But yes, it's really great.
I'm very curious about the rental space in general. Mm. I think to me, I see there's furniture companies popping up. You can rent furniture. Mm-hmm. You can rent all kinds of things. Like the need of ownership is becoming less important mm-hmm. to younger generations. You know, you have car rentals. Like people, they don't own cars anymore. They rent. Yep. I'm just curious. So like you use this on a regular basis?
I do. And I absolutely love it. Actually, that's maybe an unintentional segue into another kind of trend that I'm seeing that I do quite enjoy. So this, for example, I have a monthly membership. You know, you pay a certain amount a month, you get four items at a time, and you can swap them in and out as many as times as you want. So you could wear them 4 days in a row, send them back, get your new items in, and you can do that as many times as you want a month. And I find it really great because it's a whole myriad of clothes. So you can have it for casual wear. If you have a wedding coming up and you don't want to, you know, buy a whole new outfit, even work events, frankly, right? A lot of us work remote. We don't have the full office uniforms anymore. So being able to attend to clothes for those types of, you know, special events, me where I live, I don't have a ton of closet space either. So for me, it's very nice to just have kind of a rotating set of items. You know, you're not buying items just for one event. You get to try things on. And again, that whole e-commerce return experience makes it super easy to do.
Yeah. Interesting. I'll have to check it out. Do they do men's fashion?
Oh, that was not Fashion Pass. I know they have men's rental services. Absolutely.
Just like a different blazer every month or something.
Yeah, exactly.
In 5 years from now, what will be the biggest difference in the way customers shop online? versus how they do now?
So this is a bit of a cop-out answer, but I don't know, and no one can know. And I think that's been something I've actually been thinking about a lot, because we, you know, necessarily are trying to predict trends and not follow trends and be at kind of the forefront. But, you know, I think even back a few years ago where we thought the metaverse was going to be a bigger deal than it was going to be in retail, and even the NFTs, NRF on my mind, NFTs, exactly. There we go. It's already slipped, even though
I remember one NRF, everyone was talking about NFTs. So was a really bad year.
Exactly. And we can see where all of that has gone or hasn't gone. So I think what's going to be most important, though, is just to be flexible and to be able to pivot and, you know, be prepared for what's to come. I think kind of gone are the days, in my opinion, of having a super regimented 5-year plan for your business or even yourself personally in your career, because opportunities are coming up that, you know, in 5 years will exist that haven't even been invented yet. And I think that definitely in terms of how customers shop, we're just going to have to wait and see and be prepared for whatever is to come.
I think it's a wise answer, because if I would have asked someone 5 years ago, nobody would have said TikTok will be a prominent place people shop.
Absolutely. So yep.
We don't know. What is your biggest pet peeve when you shop online?
Oh, barrier to entry and having to repeat entering more and more information. It's kind of like the joke everyone always says when you're applying for a job and the next page is a cover letter and an essay. People tap out, right? So I think I definitely, you know, if I am online shopping and you already have my information because I have an account with you, or I've entered something on the previous screen and I move forward and it's another full screen of information for me to enter, that's more and more time for me to rethink this purchase, which is why, you know, although dangerous, great for businesses, is, you know, things like the one-click checkout and anything that we can do to streamline information that we already have, make it as quick as a face scan for me to complete my purchase. That's what I love. So when it's the inverse of that, that's going to be a pet peeve for me.
Last question on the lightning round. What is your favorite online store?
So it's been, and I feel like this is an answer a lot of people give, but for me, for a very long time, it has been Sephora, simply because I think they have a very effective online loyalty program.
They're great. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Points add up fast, and the free samples, I think that is a very, very great way of showing promotions that a company can give, that, you know, their little perfume samples or skin cream samples, that's costing them nothing, but that is one of the most successful ways I've been upsold, right? To get the full size, much more expensive version of this product. So I think they do that really, really great.
I had the former CTO. He's now at Ipsy. Yeah. I had him on the podcast and we talked a lot about their loyalty program. They are doing some awesome things there.
Absolutely.
This has been such a good conversation. We could definitely go on. If anyone listening right now is interested in learning more about Voucherify and maybe how they can up their promotions game, where would you like to send them?
Yeah, so our website is voucherify.io if you want to check us out a little bit more. You can also message me directly. I'm Amy Cannon on LinkedIn, or amy@voucherify.com. And I would be happy to chat directly with anyone who's interested in learning more about Voucherify or anything that I shared during our discussion today.
You know you're passionate when you're willing to put your email address out there for the world. So get ready. Amy, thank you so much. This has been a ton of fun. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jay. Appreciate you having me.
Have you ever had a great shopping experience in the store, found all the products you wanted, enjoyed the whole experience, but then had a bad interaction with the cashier when you were checking out? Maybe the line took too long. Maybe they were grumpy or rude. The checkout is the handshake between you and your customer. It's a sensitive part of the shopping journey, and it can build trust and strengthen relationships, or it can ruin them. If you're interested in learning how to create amazing handshakes between you and your customers when they're checking out, we'd love to talk. Visit boldcommerce.com today to learn more.